Welcome to Learning English, a daily 30-minute program from the Voice of America. I'm Jonathan Evans.
And I'm Ashley Thompson. This program is aimed at English learners, so we speak a little slower and we use words and phrases, especially written, for people learning English.
We also explain words and language rules, all while bringing you stories and information from around the world. Today on the program, you will hear from Brian Lin, Mario Ritter, Olivia Leo, Bruce Albert, Jill Robbins, and John Russell. First, here is Brian Lin.
The United States Navy has demonstrated a new laser weapon operating in the Persian Gulf. The Laser Weapons System, or LAWS, is deployed on the USS Ponce transport ship. A live test firing of the weapon was recently carried out for cable news network. In the latest test, a drone aircraft was launched from the ship and then shot down by the laser. Lieutenant Cale Hughes is a laser weapons expert on the USS Ponce. He told CNN that because the weapon operates at the speed of light, it can immediately hit and destroy a target. This is about 50,000 times faster than an incoming intercontinental ballistic missile, or ICBM. We don't worry about wind. We don't worry about range. We don't worry about anything else, Hughes said. We're able to engage the targets at the speed of light. The technology is also called directed energy. The laser contains large amounts of photons that shoot intense energy. It destroys its targets with fire and heat thousands of degrees in temperature. The system is powered by electricity. It costs much less to build and operate than other weapons. The Navy said the cost of a single laser shot is about $1. Captain Christopher Wells said the laser weapon is far more exact than most systems. Inez Kelly is an advisor with the U.S. Naval Forces Central Command. She says the laser's exactness results in less damage and could reduce the number of human deaths and injuries during war. If you're looking at a boat coming in over the water, you can target exactly the engine and take out exactly the engine and not necessarily damage anything else, she told CNN. Military officials have tested the ship-based weapon against boats and small aircraft. The Navy says the system has performed well against drones, which military forces are increasingly using around the world. The Navy has said it plans to deploy laser weapons to additional ships by the early 2020s. It is also developing laser technology to be used against more powerful weapons, such as missiles. Military contractor Lockheed Martin is currently developing laser technology to protect against possible attacks by missiles and drones. The company is working on a 60-kilowatt system combining multiple lasers to form a high-power weapon beam. The system could protect against an attack by many drones or even missiles at the same time, Lasers can be an effective defense against such an attack because the system is not easily destroyed as long as it has power, the company says. The laser weapon system can fire over and over, essentially creating an unlimited magazine of bullets, says a description on Lockheed Martin's website. In January, Britain confirmed its military had signed a $39 million deal with European defense companies to build a prototype laser weapon. British military officials said the Dragonfire system will not be developed to be used against any single target. Instead, it will be tested to see how well it can identify and follow a mix of targets in many different environments and situations. I'm Brian Lynn.
Some Indonesians believe the country would be better off if single people stopped wasting time on dating. Writer Lauda Munafar started a group called Indonesia Tanpa Pacaran, or Indonesia Without Courtship, about 2 years ago. He and his group say Indonesians spend too much time and energy on trying to find the perfect mate. They want young people to stop looking around for such a person and go straight to marriage. When asked why he started the group, Munafar said, "I was concerned about the younger generation who are victims of the doomed culture of courtships."
Munafar is married. A native of Southeast Sulawesi, the 26-year-old now lives in Yogyakarta on the island of Java. His website says he has written 60 books since the age of 20. He also directs a quick write training program. It promises that students will be able to write a book with only 8 hours of training. His group, Indonesia Tanpa Pacaran, has received over 200,000 likes on Facebook and over 300,000 Instagram followers. Its social media posts are often related to Islam. Many have messages critical of dating and photographs of women wearing head coverings.
The social movement has been gaining popularity. Its popularity has increased concerns about child marriage in the country. Depending on the province, between 14 and 35% of Indonesian girls get married before the age of 18, according to the United Nations Children's Fund. Some children's activists are worried that the movement will lead to more child marriages. Indonesia is one of the top 10 countries with the largest number of child brides. With permission from their parents, Indonesian girls can legally marry at age 16, but boys must wait until they are 19. Children younger than 16 can get married secretly. Nikah siri is a secret marriage carried out under Islamic law. These marriages are not registered with the government.
Emily Minnick is a child protection specialist at UNICEF Indonesia. She said that when two people are married through nikah siri, it is easy to make the marriage official. She said many child marriages take place because people use forged identification documents. Those documents often list the wrong ages. Minnick said girls who marry before they turn 18 are 6 times less likely to finish secondary education than those who marry after they turn 18. She said those numbers come from Indonesia's Central Bureau of Statistics. She added that problems during pregnancy and childbirth are the second leading cause of death for girls between the ages of 15 and 19 worldwide. Poverty is a big issue when looking at child marriages, Minnick said. Indonesian girls are 4 times more likely to be married before 18 if they are poor.
Cultural pressure is not the only reason for more child marriages. Poverty and a lack of social services are other possible reasons. The anti-dating movement appears to be a product of Indonesia's cultural and religious environment. The founder of Indonesia, Tanpa Pacaran, told VOA that his group offers advice to concerned individuals and holds discussions in WhatsApp groups. It also broadcasts relationship advice on social media and has launched online campaigns like #ToLakValentineDay. The campaign urges Indonesians to reject Valentine's Day, the traditional holiday for lovers. Dating only wastes time, energy, and money for a moment's pleasure, said Munafar. It's not for serious relationships or building a house.
The group suggests unmarried people try ta'aruf, an Islamic cultural tradition, instead of dating. Ta'aruf is a way of getting to know a future husband or wife through family members. Indonesia, Tanpa Pacaran, is not the only anti-dating group in the country. Accounts such as Nika Asik and Mulia Tanpa Pacaran praise the value of Islamic marriages. Nika Asik means cool marriage, and Mulia Tanpa Pacaran means nobility without dating. Indonesian lawmakers and law enforcement have also tried to fight dating. In parts of West Java, security cameras are used to watch social interactions between men and women. Last year, conservative politicians proposed banning all extramarital sex. The nation's highest court has yet to rule on the measure. I'm Mario Ritter.
And I'm Olivia Leo.
A majority of Republicans and Republican-leaning voters say American colleges and universities have a negative effect on the United States. That is one of the findings of a new report by the Pew Research Center. The report was based on phone interviews with more than 2,500 adults across the United States and the District of Columbia. Over the past 2 years, Pew found the share of Republicans and Republican leaners who view the effect of colleges and universities positively has dropped 18 percentage points. In the past, a little more than half had a positive view. Now, only about one-third do. Democrats and Democratic-leaning independents see the value of colleges and universities very differently. Pew said 72% of Democrats and Democratic leaners say colleges have a positive effect on the United States, little changed from recent years.
Some of the opinions about the value of college differ based on age. Pew reported that half of Republicans and Republican leaners aged 18 to 29 say colleges have a positive effect on the country. But only about one quarter of Republican and Republican leaners 65 and older say colleges have a positive effect. A former Republican congressman from Louisiana, Billy Tozan, said he believes many Republicans are unhappy that at some colleges, conservative speakers are not only unwelcome, but blocked from speaking. This year, some students at the University of California, Berkeley, and Middlebury College in Vermont demonstrated violently against conservative speakers. The demonstrations drew wide coverage and criticism by news media favored by conservatives.
David Anderson, who teaches political science at Iowa State University, said he is not surprised Republicans and Republican-leaning adults have a negative opinion of American higher education. One of the things going on is that there is an anti-elitism and anti-intellectualism among some in the Republican Party, Anderson said. Anderson said he sees distrust in his own classroom among students from largely Republican and conservative communities in Iowa. Students are very willing to push back as we discuss issues, he said. But that's the whole point of being at a university. Let's talk about what you believe and see how it matches up with the facts. On some issues, such as climate change, Anderson offers information about the big majority of scientists who say climate change is real and caused by man-made activities. When they get home, some students talk with their families about classroom discussions that conflict with the ones at home. Sometimes those conversations do not go well. One student said, "My uncle yelled at me for 2 hours because he thought I had become a godless liberal," Anderson said. Anderson said he believes most Americans without a college education still want their children to go to college, hoping they will gain better job opportunities.
William Eveland Jr., a professor at the School of Communication and the Department of Political Science at Ohio State University, said there may be other reasons Republicans do not favor colleges and universities. One of them is the increased cost of college and the increasing number of students and parents who go into heavy debt to pay off loans. The Pew Research Center report found Republicans have an even worse opinion of the news media than they do of American colleges. Pew found 85% of Republicans and people who lean Republican say the news media has a negative effect on the United States. Democrats and Democratic-leaning adults are divided, with 44% saying the news media has a positive effect, and 46% saying it has a negative effect. I'm Bruce Alpert.
And I'm Jill Robbins.
One of the best uses of technology is to make life easier. A new product from Microsoft Corporation can do just that for people who have trouble seeing. They may be blind or visually impaired. The product, an app, is currently available for free for Apple's iPhone and iPad. The app is called Seeing AI. AI is short for artificial intelligence, a term for computers with an ability to think and learn like human beings. Seeing AI uses both artificial intelligence and a camera to identify places, objects, and people. The app then announces what the camera sees, so users will know what is in front of them. People can also use Seeing AI to learn words in English. With the app open, you can point your iPhone or iPad at any object, and it will say what the object is.
With Seeing AI, users can hear a description of not just objects, but other people. It can even tell you about their emotions. It will not just say that someone is smiling. The app will say that the person is happy, or surprised, or angry. People can use the app when going to a store or supermarket. It can read product barcodes so users will know whether a can is filled with fruit or dog food. Microsoft says Seeing AI will soon be able to identify banknotes so people know whether they are holding a bill that is worth $100 or $1. At restaurants, diners can use the new app to hear a list of drinks and other menu offerings. It can recognize both food choices and prices. People can use the app to read signs and get directions, although Microsoft warns against using it for navigation purposes.
One of the more interesting tools of Seeing AI is its ability to read documents. The app can read documents aloud and even help a user position them on the center of the electronic device. The app looks for the edges of the document so it knows that it is reading all of the wording. Seeing AI can also identify images in other apps. When you are using another app, hit the share icon and choose Recognize with Seeing AI. The app can identify what is in the image as if it were right in front of you. The Seeing AI app has four channels: short text, document, product, and person. After you download it, the app will show video directions for each channel. With the document and person channels, the app takes a picture of the object examines the image and announces what it is. The short text channel can be used to read things, such as signs that have a few words that will fit on a screen. Hold the camera over the text, and the app will start reading the wording out loud.
The Documents channel is for longer, printed pages. The app will tell the user how to center the camera so it can read all the text. Users should put the document on top of something with a different color, such as a white sheet of paper on a dark surface. This helps the app identify the edges of the paper. The Product channel reads barcodes to help users recognize what the product is. The app may also provide more information about the product, such as cooking directions. Seeing AI will guide users with sound, short beeps, to let them know when the camera is getting closer to, and then scanning the barcode. When the app scans the barcode, it will read the name of the product. If more information is available about the product, a More Information button will appear in the program.
The Person channel helps users identify people, who they are, and what they are doing. The app can identify more than one person in a photograph. Users can teach the app names of people so it can announce who they are by name. The app will help guide users while taking a photo of people so that their faces are in the center of the image. This channel also helps identify the emotions of people. The app will tell how the person is feeling based on their faces. The app will also predict the person's age and sex. The app also has an experimental channel called Scene. With that channel, the app guesses what is happening in the photo. Microsoft also says a currency channel is coming soon to the app. That area will help users know the value of banknotes.
Seeing AI is a new app and will not be correct 100% of the time. For example, just because someone is smiling does not necessarily mean they are happy. The app recognizes text, but not handwriting yet. That feature may be available in the future. Also, seeing AI needs to be connected to the internet to work. For more information about the app, including the informational videos, go to Microsoft's Seeing AI website.
As we said earlier, Seeing AI is a free app and available for Apple's iPhone and iPad in the iTunes App Store. Microsoft has not yet said whether it will be available on Android in the future. The app is currently available in Canada, Hong Kong, India, New Zealand, Singapore, and the United States.
And that's our program for today. Listen again tomorrow to learn English through stories from around the world. I'm Jonathan Evans.
And I'm Ashley Thompson.